Another year of Hastings College Bronco football. How you liking it? I take it, you had a good off season, good summer months into football. You are pumped and ready to go for this season, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Season started off great. This past game, we made a couple mistakes, but we can definitely improve on those. Off season went great. You know, it's a new team. We graduated, I think it was 21 last year. I know it was somewhere in the 20s, so we lost quite a few guys, so we had a lot of spots to open and to fill. But, you know, overall, we're doing a great job so far, filling those spots, really making steps up and the program and everything. Hopefully turning it around to hopefully more winning seasons, more winning games coming ahead. So, yeah, it's been good so far.
Already your junior season, and I know you've been shooting toward this. You got some playing time last year, but this your junior season's playing time has really picked up for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, actually. I've been playing quite a bit. First game, played quite a bit, and then the second game, I also played quite a bit. And then during the second game, our starting defensive end went down with an elbow injury. So I had to step up, and I took the starting position, so I'm playing quite a bit now.
That's terrific. That's good. I'm sure position battles, that's what you got to go through. When you get to college football, it gets a little tougher to kind of get that playing time, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. You really got to know what you're doing and really stand your ground, especially in the defensive line. It's definitely not like high school. You definitely got to – there's always kids, people coming for your spot and really just trying to take the starting position or get playing time, so – you know, spots are never really given to you. You got to work for them.
Got off to a great start with back-to-back wins, Peru State overtime, and then Dakota Wesleyan in a tight one at their place. So it was a great start. Two big road wins for you.
Yeah, they were great road wins. Very nerve-wracking, too. Not really liking it coming down to the last little bits of the game to secure the win, but it just shows we don't really give up, and we'll keep pushing forward to really bring home that win. So it just shows how our hard work and our dedication to bring home the win and do whatever it costs.
Probably kind of new going in against Morningside. You're going to have to have your hands full with the good Morningside program. The boy that you've seen this program up close and personal for the last couple of years, and they're pretty good again this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. A lot of the guys were saying on the team, they're definitely not the team they were in the past years, but they're still definitely a powerhouse team. They were definitely a tough team to play. Hard hitters, definitely the hardest game we've had so far out of the three. But yeah, we just, like I said, made a lot of mistakes, a lot of room for improvement. Just got a lot of season left, so we just can't really hang our heads on this past game.
They showed you, I take it, Morningside, just a few things that the defense and offense, everybody kind of needed to work on going ahead.
Yeah. You know, offense, defense, made some mistakes, a couple special teams, but just small mistakes, they can be fixed. And I know for a fact we will fix them. We will get better, and hopefully as the season goes on, we'll really be to, like, full potential and really be one of the better teams in GPAC.
You mentioned a lot of new faces there on the team this year. Is it kind of split on offense and defense, or was there more new faces on defense and offense this year going in?
You mean like starting to, like,
oh. Just all together as a whole, was there more, you had some spots open on defense, and you knew you were going to have more new players there this year than last year?
Yeah, I'd say defense and offense. We lost a lot of guys on offense, and we lost a lot of guys on defense, and we did bring in a very talented and good size recruiting class, and some of those freshmen actually stepped up and are actually playing with us the freshman year, so it's good to see that those guys came in, took on the challenge, and are facing it and really showing off and, like, bringing stuff to the table so that we can really work this year.
You face that offense every day in practice, Hastings College offense. They've had a couple of nice games early. You know, Peru State, 37 points. They scored 24 last week. I know we kind of held in check against Morningside, but this is an offense that's can put up a lot of points when they have to.
Yes, they definitely can put up a lot of points when we have to, especially when we need to. coming down to the wire, you know, our offense never gives up. They're always going to push to get us back in the game. Just never give up. They're always going to push forward. They're a good, tough group of guys, so I trust them to really keep us in games, and they rely on us on defense to stop the opposing team's offense from scoring.
Isaiah Weimer's, of course, down there with you, and he started talking to his dad a little bit the other day, getting some minutes here and there too, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. He's still putting in the work, so it's good to see him still here. But yeah, he just keep working and working. So yeah, he'll work his way up, and it's just part of the way it goes, I guess.
And another notable here from there, Quade Myers, Dundee County Stratton. That kid is also this year is getting a few more minutes.
It's good to see Quade in the game. He's been getting in quite a bit. I think on special teams and on offense. So he's been in the games and doing his job. So it's good to see him. Another familiar face from down back home. Seeing getting in the games in college games.
Torrington, another big home game coming up this weekend. 1 o'clock kickoff, Jamestown at Hastings College. And your preparation continues. Expecting a battle with this team coming up on Saturday.
Yep, it will be definitely a battle. They're definitely a team that, like us, they're going to play hard and try to secure that win. It just comes down to whoever does the better job and whoever can put some whole four quarters of a game in together. So it'll just be a tough game. Hopefully we can bring home the win, take down the Jamestown.
Some big games ahead, and you got Dort here in a couple of weeks. Get a chance to see fellow Bison Drew Dom down there for the final time here in a couple of weeks.
Yep, I'm excited to see play against him again. It'll be good to get on the field and play against him, see how he does, see how where he has come from, how like much better he's gotten since high school. So should be a good time. I'm excited to play against Drew. It's always a good time playing against Drew and seeing him.
Studies going okay? Working toward, you know, a year and a half left, more likely. We'll say just 2 years, being a junior, but everything on course for your studies and graduating coming up next year?
Yep, everything is going great. Had some classes this morning, got out of them. Everything's going smooth, getting good grades, working towards the major. It's all coming down, just time's getting short now.